And the last test, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٌ, there's nothing like him. It's so stringent that no one besides true Allah can pass. It says the moment you can compare anything in this world to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not Allah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٌ, there's nothing like him. For example, if someone says, Almighty God is 1,000 times stronger than Arnold Schwarzenegger. You might have heard the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the person who got the title Mr. World, Mr. Universe, the strongest man in the world, the strongest man in the universe. The moment you can compare God to anything in this world, whether it be Arnold Schwarzenegger, whether it be Dara Singh, whether it be King Kong, whether it be 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, the moment you can compare God to anything in this world, he's not God. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ, there is nothing like him. This is the four-line definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is given in the Quran. And I request all the human beings in this auditorium, in Kuala Lumpur, in Malaysia, in the full world, who will be watching this on Peace TV, that whichever God you're worshipping, put him to the test of Surah Ikhlas. If he passes the test, the God you're worshipping is correct. If he does not pass the test, it's a false God.